الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times durood on me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. Inshallah azza wa jal, today's silsila we will start with the ayat number 11 of Surah Al-Baqarah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idha qila lahum la tufsidu fil ardi qalu innama nahnu muslihun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when it is said to them, make not mischief on the earth, so they say, we are but mere reformers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the hypocrites in this verse. They cause mischief by spreading disbelief and preventing people from acquiring faith. Yet they claimed to be reformers. They tried to please both the believers and the disbelievers by using double standards in portraying themselves as peace lovers. Ala innahum humul mufsidun walakin la yash'urun. Beware, it is they who are the mischief mongers, but they perceive not. In this ayah karima, it is said that, O believers, you should know that in fact they are mischief makers. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when it is said to them, believe just as the other people have believed. So they say, should we believe like the fools? Beware, it is they who are the fools, but they know not. When it is said to the hypocrites, believe as the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam have believed, they said, should we believe as the fools have believed? According to the hypocrites, the Sahaba are foolish and ignorant people. Allah Azza wa Jal refuted them by stating that they, the hypocrites, themselves are fools and ignorant, but they are unaware of their foolishness and ignorance. From this verse we learn that to insult the Sahaba Ikram is the way of the hypocrites, and to defend the status of Sahaba Ikram is the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learn that those who regard the ulama ikram and religious people to be fools and old-fashioned are themselves fools and backwards. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when they meet the believers, so they say, we have believed. And when they are alone with their devils, so they say, we are with you. We are only mocking the Muslims. When the hypocrites meet the Muslims, they say, we are believers and we are with you. But when they meet with the disbelievers, who are called here their devils, they say, we are with you. We are only fooling the Muslims by telling them that we have believed in Islam. Similarly, even till today, those who have corrupt beliefs, they hide their true beliefs from the Muslims, but secretly continue spreading their evil deception insidiously. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahoon. In return, Allah will punish them for their mockery. And He, Azza wa Jal, gives them respite to wonder about in their rebellion. Allah Azza wa Jal is free from any human behavior such as mocking and all other evil habits. The verse means that He, Azza wa Jal, gives them respite and then takes the revenge by punishing them for their mockery. We also learn from this verse that close association with the disbelievers is the root of hypocrisy. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. They are those people who purchased error in exchange for guidance. Thus, their trade did not bring about any profit. And they did not even know the way of trading, tafsir. The choice of accepting either Islam, which is guidance, or accepting disbelief, which is misguidance, was available to the disbelievers. But they chose to reject Islam and adopted disbelief instead. It was like a transaction of buying and selling. They were ignorant of the true value of Islam and the defective and destructive nature of disbelief. In this trade, they lost their capital, that is the ability to embrace the natural and true religion, which is the religion of Islam. مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. The example is like that of the one who kindled a fire, so when it lit up all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in darknesses that they do not see. Tafsir. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ migrated to the holy city of Medina al-Munawwara, some people became Muslims. And soon after, they became hypocrites. The example is of a person who was in darkness. He lit a fire which illuminated his surrounding, making things that are harmful or useful discerning to him. So he could see clearly harmful and useful. Suddenly, the fire was extinguished and he was enveloped once more in the darkness. This was the state of the hypocrites. They were in the darkness of disbelief. By becoming Muslims for a short while, they came into spiritual light. They had the ability to differentiate between the lawful and the unlawful. But they chose disbelief over belief. Thus, the entire light of guidance vanished from them, and they plunged into spiritual darkness. Summum bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. Deaf, dumb, blind. So they are not to return towards guidance. This verse means that they are spiritually dead. They are deaf to hearing the truth, dumb for expressing the truth, and are blind from seeing the truth. They are lost and are denied the ability to adhere to the right path. They will never stop their evils, and they are distant and never to return towards guidance. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. Oh, like those caught up in rain pouring down from sky, in which there are darknesses, thunder and lightning, thrusting their fingers into their ears due to the thunder for the fear of death. And Allah has the disbelievers surrounded. This is another example of those who purchased misguidance in the place of guidance. Similar to a traveler in the jungle who is enveloped by the darkness of the night, with thick black clouds covering the entire stormy sky, with thunder and lightning terrifying him, causing him to thrust his fingers into his ears due to the fear of death caused by the terrifying sound of the thunder. In the same way, the disbelievers shut their ears in the fear of being influenced by the awe-inspiring words of the Holy Quran. They fear that if they are influenced by the words of Quran, and they will then move towards the religion of Islam, and they will be compelled to accept Islam and abandon the kufr religion of their forefathers. For them, abandoning their false religion was equal to death. يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. It appears as if the lightning will snatch away their sight. Whenever it flashed, they began walking. And when it became dark, they remained standing. And if Allah willed, so He would have taken away their hearing and sight. Undoubtedly, Allah can do everything. Tafsir, they are in such a state of apprehension, fearing that the blinding flash of the lightning would snatch away their sight. This is similar to their fear that convincing proofs from the Holy Quran are threatening to their intelligence and sight. Just like the traveler is terrified in the dark night due to pouring rain, thunder and lightning. Every time it shines, he walks, and when it is dark, he stops. In the same way, the hypocrites show a tendency towards Islam at the time of the dominance of Islam. When seeing the light of miracles and when they are at ease. But when they are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hardship, they stand still in darkness of disbelief and they start drifting away from Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the verse number 20 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Please keep watching Madani channel and you will get the opportunity to learn Quran, Sunnah and many other beautiful topics of scholars and muballighin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quran. Quran. Towards understanding the Holy Quran.